Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was truly designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's packed full of all things principles, and I would not want to do a show without my co-host, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys, how are you?
We are well. I'm speaking for both of us. Aren't we well, KJ? Right, wait, we can't hear you.
We're good.
You're in. Yeah. You're in there. All right.
You hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
We love technology, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
When it works, it works, guys. You know, I'm excited about today's show because we're going to talk about something that is truly near and dear to my heart, and that's a principle that a lot of people don't want to go through. They don't want to experience the act of being broken. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to join the act of being broken to some tips, some laws, some principles that I've been able to use in my daily living and running businesses, and they're working, and I promise you, you're in for a treat. But before we get there, I want to say today's show is going to be dedicated to a very special spirit who I was able to go and service when I was in Atlanta and just love on her and pray with her and for her. And I found out that this morning at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, she gained her wings. She transpired. And her name is affectionately known as Sissy. And I just want to offer my prayers and condolences to her family, the Foresters. And it's another reminder to truly live every single day as if it is your last day, to relish the moments, to get in purpose, to do exactly what you're supposed to do, so that when you do stand before him, you're not standing there with excuses as to why you didn't do or be exactly what he had already purposed for you to be. And with that, I want to talk a little bit about the act of being broken. You know, when I was talking with KJ about this particular principle, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, do I really want to put myself out there on Front Street like that? Do I want to be open, honest, and sincere and truly be transparent? And the answer is absolutely yes, because if you are living this kingdom lifestyle, because the kingdom is a government, it is a part of God's lifestyle for you. It's peace and joy and love and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And if you're doing all of that, then you know that it is not a place that you're trying to get to. It's a lifestyle that you have to live from the inside out. So I wrote a couple of notes here. It wasn't until I surrendered everything, my mind, my body, my spirit, my soul, okay? Until I surrendered everything to him. And in the act of surrendering, you immediately pick up receiving. And to receive is to surrender. To surrender is to receive. Now, when you are like I was, saying, okay, I know God saved me from cancer. What is it that I'm supposed to do? I know I've got gifts. How do I be great? That was my question. And when you're asking a question like that, you got to be ready to be tried, or in layman's terms, you got to be ready to give up some things and some people and some circumstances. And what I remember was a feeling of loneliness. So I wrote these things down. These are some things that you can expect when God is truly calling you to receive as you surrender. You gotta expect a feeling of loneliness. You've got to, number two, be okay with being separated. You know, someone said, you know, how do you feel about being in this quarantine season? And I'm thinking, when you are a citizen of the kingdom, you're pretty much quarantined all your life because you've got a systematic way of being disciplined, which will cause you to have some feelings of loneliness and feelings of inadequacy. But the third thing I want you to expect when you are participating in the act of being broken is that you're going to have some sleepless nights. Now, those sleepless nights are not because you can't sleep. Those sleepless nights are because you are unlearning everything that you thought that you knew about business or everything that you thought you knew about seeking the kingdom. And I could go on and on about this kingdom thing, but I want to just kind of gingerly remind you that it is not a religion. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is not a religion. So don't kind of cross-reference the two. The third thing, fourth thing rather, is that you're going to have periods of fasting and much prayer as it relates to being broken. Now, some things that you can expect to receive after, oh, one more thing, sorry. You will have seasons or periods of, it looks like you're about to lose everything. For me, I remember losing millions of dollars. I remember losing my house to foreclosure. I think I've lost maybe 7 cars. And I kind of want to put a caveat in that. Please don't think it's God causing you to lose your home or lose your possessions. If you are not managing correctly, you're going to cause yourself to lose it. If you're not abiding by a group of principles or laws that he's already written, it's you. It's not him. It took me years to get that. I would have these sad stories of, you know, God caused me to lose my house. If you're going around saying that, you're not being a representative. If you're saying that, I was guilty of that. You don't want to do that. And then the sixth thing that I want you to expect as you're being broken is you may even feel like you're being made ashamed or embarrassed. Please remember the word tells us that God will never make us ashamed. He said that's a promise. So if you're feeling like you're ashamed or embarrassed as you're being broken, that's probably you, and you got to get out of your headspace. Now, when the word comes, right, you're reading the word, you're studying the scriptures, and you're expecting something to happen, but you really don't know what, here's what I can guarantee that you can expect if you allow the word to do the perfect work in you, and you align yourself with the governor of the earth, which is, of course, the Holy Spirit. That's a lot of teaching there. I can go on and on about it. I told you guys when I left religion, I've rediscovered the kingdom, and now the mindset has to change, which segues into this. Here's what you can expect once you have gone through being broken. One, a kingdom mindset. Two, an abundance of life. And three, God's secret to success. Here's what I mean by kingdom mindset. With a kingdom mindset, you never see, or you no longer see problems or situations as problems. You now see them as opportunities to use your gift, opportunities to be deployed and not employed. Two, with living an abundant life, you remember the promise that Jesus said, hey, I am come to give you life and that more abundantly. You'll find yourself giving on every occasion. You'll find yourself showing up for lessons that others need to learn by you, by overcoming by your testimony. And you'll be a living example of how to live abundantly. And then three, God's secret to success. I swear to you, I'm about to pop. Four things that you gotta do. You gotta be fruitful. You gotta multiply. You gotta replenish. You gotta subdue, which ultimately leads you to be in a position of domination. To dominate only means management, rulership, leadership. It does not mean that you're going to take over the world. However, with that, when you're being fruitful, remember that that's your produce. You got to produce something. We're going to talk about that a little bit more at the bottom of the hour. But when you're multiplying, that's when you reproduce what you produced, whether it's your book, whether it's a service, your business. When you replenish, that's the act of distributing or distributing. That's where you go out and you're here and you're there. But it's still not enough. You literally have to subdue. When you subdue, you're controlling the market, my friends. That's a business term that you always want to be in. You want to subdue. Once you subdue, you add all these things together, being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing, subduing. That's going to lead to dominating. Domination is not a pursuit. It's a result. Don't forget that. When you dominate, you are not pursuing anything. You're merely walking in the result of being broken. And that, my friend, is the principle. That's the act of being broken. If you're okay with those things that I listed, those six things that you will experience in the act of being broken, then you are on your way to living the life that you were purposed to live in this earth. And that is the principle for the act of being broken. Now, I want to hear from you, Niles and KJ. What's your perspective? Have you ever participated willingly or unwillingly in this particular principle of being broken?
Yes. I think most of us has. I think life in general is just going to throw curveballs, and it's just unpredictable. And, you know, who are we not to experience being broken and contrite when the figures in the Bible experience the same thing? Mm-hmm. When you are broken and contrite, hopefully you get to the point where you are open to receive from God. Therefore, he can pour in you. When you're full and, you know, that comes with ego and pride, you're not as open to listening spiritually, you know, mentally, and being open to God. So, you know, people look at being broken, I guess, in this sense, as a 100% a bad thing, but you can be filled with so much love and so much wisdom and knowledge from God when you're contrite and when you're at that point. But if you allow that brokenness to linger and you're not allowing God to fill in those holes with his godliness and his goodness, then you are just going to walk around a fragmented person. It's the difference between being, you know, broken and allowing God to fill you up versus being broken and just sustaining.
Absolutely.
That's when you are stuck. That's when you are no longer growing. And that's when, you know, it may be the end of the road for you. So in order to get that nutrients that you need to fill you up, you have to go to God. So this life is going to break us down. All the things that we experience on a daily basis, you know, the losses and just the things that we don't see, the mishaps, the things that hurt our soul, the wounds, the only way to fill those holes up is through God. So don't look at being broken as totally like a negative thing. It just depends on what you do with that brokenness and who you give your brokenness to.
That's good. That's real good. What yeah. say you, KJ?
Yeah, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, what do we all want in life? We want freedom. We want to be happy. We want to be joyous. We want to willingly live, you know. Live without any ridicule of what we're doing, you know? So like being in that state of brokenness, we have to understand that whatever we want, we have to like go through a troubling time, you know? So, mm-hmm. but there's always calm right after the storm.
Mm.
Always, you know,
yeah.
You're not your lowest point. I know Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. You know, hope deferred, you have a dream that you're waiting on, you know? Like if the waiting period to your dream will make you sick, but once you get to your goal, you have that relief of like, whoa. And like not sick as in a term of like, oh, I'm like my health, you know, but like it puts strain on you, you're stressed, you're like, okay, how am I gonna get to my goal? How am I gonna get to where God wants me to be? You know, but you have to persevere. Like we have to expect that our heart's gonna be broken. You have to expect our spirit's gonna be broken, you have to expect our mind's gonna be broken. But you know, but once you get to your dream fulfilled, there's a tree of life.
Amen. Yeah. I love that. Thank you, guys. Your perspective is everything on this, guys. And I know that you're living these principles, so you're not just giving an opinion. And that's what I love about being with you and walking this journey in life, because we're all living these things. It's not like we're just, you know, kind of looking up and studying and say, okay, you guys do this and there's no accountability for us, we don't have to do it. You guys are doing it, we're doing it. And for that, I say thank you so much for living a kingdom life.
Yep. And that's for all of us. We are all living for the kingdom. And that doesn't mean you don't do dirt, and that doesn't mean that you fall. It just means that you constantly are reminded that you know who the creator is.
That's good. You know,
spread love. We're in the season of giving, but the season of giving is 24/7, 7 days a week, 365.4 days in the year, 0.4 because of the leap year. But other than that, we got to keep loving and keep giving, and we all supposed to love.
Amen.
Yep. And once again, when God pours into you, you can give forever.
You better believe it.
When you're not giving from a pure place, then it's conditional. You know, most of us, we're taught, and of course, this is throughout the Bible, but I feel like people put a spin to it. Give and you'll be given to. Give and you will receive or whatever.
Like, I'm gonna give you $5 and I expect
$10 back. You know what I'm saying? That's not giving from a pure place. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, what was that one story of, like, was it 900 cars of, like, going through a drive-through? Like, how many cars? Okay, there was a certain, like, a few hundred cars going through a particular restaurant drive-through. And one person said, I'm going to be giving to the next car. Then it just continued and continued and continued and continued and continued, you know? And I just thought that was so beautiful because of, like, you have a moment where one act of kindness is reciprocating until you get to the last guy. He says, you know what? I'm good. Unless it was closing time. I thought it was very, very beautiful of like all of these people coming together. And he's like, you know what? He did that for me. I was going to pay anyway. I might as well pay for the next one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
I remember when I won't prolong here, but when I was a single mom and it was time for me to get the kids ready to go back to school. And I remember just kind of living from paycheck to paycheck. And I wasn't working. I was in school full time. No, sorry. I was working full time and taking about 23 hours in school. And I was over at Jackson State and it was time for me to get school supplies. And I remember getting up to the counter and not having enough money to buy my baby school supplies and looking at their faces, right? And I remember crying and I'm thinking, God, when I get the opportunity to make money, right? I know what it feels like for that mama not to be able to buy a supply for her children. I'm going to be the one that always give on every occasion, especially when I see mothers getting, you know, buying things for their children. And even to this day, I thank God it's not boasting or bragging in myself, but it's in him that I get to do that. And it's a wonderful feeling and it's a wonderful right thing to do. You know, there's a time to be good and there's a time to be right. But we always want to lean on that side of always being right and not good all the time.
The whole idea of, like, you know, the truth and what is good, Like, how do we determine that? Because a lot of us, like on this earth especially, we try to, you know, operate from like a moral standpoint, but it's like a moral standpoint considering the world's view, you know, the world's perspective versus God's perspective. So you hear that all the time. This is right and this is wrong, but that's made by man. So like, how do we get back to the core of that, where you truly try to get to the moral good based from the perspective of God?
Can I answer that? Do I have time?
You know?
I was about to shut it down. I was about to shut it down.
Yeah, because I want to clarify that because you hear that all the time. Like, oh, that's not good. Or like, you're a good person. We talked about this the other day, KJ. Like, you're a good person. According to who? According to your standards or God's standards?
Look,
because
absolutely.
I give you $5, I'm a good person? No.
No, no. Go ahead, KJ. Go ahead. And then I've got
Everybody go. Everybody go.
I'm busting from the scene. Go ahead, KJ. I'll be respectful.
There are good guys and bad guys. All right. I think good and bad, that's more of like a physical. Like, okay, you can physically see, like, okay, maybe he's good or bad, but that's from the world. That's the world standpoint. That's what we see in movies. You see the good guys, you see the bad guys. There's an image for that. Right and wrong is internal. There's nothing. When you say like, oh, kids don't know right and wrong, they do know right from wrong. You know, it's internal. It's human. It's a human to human. Like, oh, this is right. Wrong versus good is a whole image. It's a perception. Giving is good. This giving back to the poor is good. Spending time with your family, it's good. You know, but there is a time and a season for everything. Is it right for this particular time? You know,
wow.
Right. There's right and wrong, and there's good and bad. Good and bad is what the world gives out, right and wrong. That's what's internal. We all know what it is. And we can't lie about it either, because it affects us. If you say like, oh, I don't know what right and wrong is, because you're not listening to yourself. Well, you want to deflect.
Okay. I love it. You know, I'm going to piggyback off you. I had this lesson. I've been teaching this lesson to my grandchildren for the last 2 months, and they get it. I used the soliloquy of, when you do right, you will always be pleasing to God. You will always be pleasing to Him. I don't teach them wrong. I teach them good. Good will always come along with a feeling, like you said, that moral aptitude or what have you. Right and good. I did good when I first started business. When I got back and, you know, from being broke the second time, the good thing was I gave and I gave and I gave. I gave house notes. I gave car notes. I gave, I gave, I gave. It wasn't the right thing, because the right thing would have been for me to reproduce what I am producing, teach this woman or man how to fish so that they can now have their own business and be in a position of a better disposition and a position of being deployed with their gifts in the earth. So when you're looking at it as right and good, Niles, right will always be lining up with him. Good will make it, it'll have a sensation of feeling, but is it right?
And when it has feelings, what does that mean it's attached to?
Pride.
It could be something good. It could be something that you've given, something tangible.
It can also stem into pride as well, because it's like, oh, I did something good.
Exactly. So that satisfies you. That can satisfy your ego.
Okay.
You know,
once again,
people attribute that to, once again, I'm a good person because I did this. I'm a good person because I did that. That's what I'm saying. In our society, especially with, you know, KJ and I's generation, we hear that so much. We hear it so often.
Wow.
But it's kind of like falling on deaf ears at this point, because it's coming from a surface and a superficial place. And also, I feel like when things are self-proclaimed anyway, it's coming from a place of pride. And that's connected to your image. That's connected to how you feel about yourself. That's pride.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I can give you a million dollars. Like, I can give you $1 million to like a bunch of charities. You know, it's gonna make me feel good. You know, like
that. Was it the right thing to do?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, was it the right thing to do? Is it coming from a selfish place? You know, am I doing it just to get a tax rebate?
Yeah.
Or are you doing it because he gave it to you to give?
Exactly.
Are you doing it to you because you were once in that situation and you promised that, like, oh, I want to give back? You know, you have to really understand. It's all internal, and we can't really judge that. You know, yeah. That's what we're just trying to say. But other than that, it's just like, it's an internal thing. You know what's right and wrong, and you know from good or from bad.
Yeah. Is it right because it edifies me, or is it right because it edifies God?
Everything you do will always be right when you edify him. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Yep. Wow. Yep. See, discussions like these, man, this is what makes the Dr. Tanji show so much fun. Because we're three different individuals, but we're serving the same body, man. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it good, you know? Right. Sorry. Right.
Body of Christ.
Yep. Absolutely.
Body of Christ.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. So, KJ, we have something coming up next, right? What is that?
We're in the act of giving. We just want to highlight two of our guests, our past guests, who came to the show within last couple weeks and a few months. One of them being Kevin Robeck's Create the Change. Shout out to Kevin, director of Create the Change. He wants to give back to the community. He hosts a holiday in the park for the homeless every Christmas. So, well, Christmas Eve this time, December 24th. He's hosting Create the Change Holiday in the Park. He creates a Christmas wonderland for the homeless and for people who are the less fortunate. And they go out, give them food, haircuts, blankets, jackets, gloves, any hygiene products, Bibles, tarps. If you guys want to participate in any way or fashion or donate, be sure to check out Kevin Robeck's Instagram or Create the Change, which is CRE8 the Change. It's to warm up the park. It's on Secombe Lake Park, 160 West 5th Avenue in San Bernardino, California. So check out our Instagram story. We're about to repost that, and we'll let you guys know. Also, we want to pay tribute to Trinity. She has her own, Trinity Stokes, who has her own podcast called Time Out with Trinity, which debuted last month, but the new episode is out this Friday, so stay tuned for that. We also have other Christmas giveaways, one of them from Angel Crockett. She'll be accepting donations at Center of Hope on Saturday at 12 to 4 p.m. So stay tuned for that. If you guys have anything you guys want to give back to the community, just reach out to her. Once again, all this will be in our Talk to Tanji stories after the show. So stay tuned for that. But with other news, what's going on in the world today, I don't know if you guys have heard about Tom Cruise's statement that he said on set to the crew members regarding the whole COVID protocols. I wanted to bring this up to you from a leadership standpoint. When you get to a point when you're doing a lot to make a project happen, and you see people around you not following the protocols, how as a leader do you show your frustration but not belittle anybody around you? Not saying that he did do that, but I'm just wanted to know, how do you appropriately cooperate your emotions to everybody to make sure they fall in line?
Niles, do you want to start with that? Because I can sum it up real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes you need a quick sum up. But I think as a leader, you're in charge of the well-being of the collective. So therefore, sometimes you may come from a passionate place, especially when their livelihood, their well-being is connected to you. So in that, you know, sometimes you have a sense of urgency. And sometimes when it's in a sense of urgency, you may not respond, you know, the best way possible. I know you're referring to Tom Cruise. Like, if you think about the substance and the content that he was, you know, dropping and talking about, he was like, all right, this guy is spot on. Yes, he's a little heated, but let's get to the core of that. Yeah. Like, there are people who are losing their homes. There are people who are losing their lives because of this COVID situation. We need to be responsible for them. Without them, and I feel like as artists, especially in the entertainment industry, a lot of us are taken for granted. Unless you're like a high-level A-lister or whatever else, the folks under, they're not regarded as the same, so therefore they don't always receive the same respect. I actually, you know, I've developed after hearing, you know, that I guess rant. After hearing that, I developed a bit more, I guess, respect for Tom Cruise, because he doesn't have to do that. This guy is a multimillionaire. Like, you know, he doesn't have to speak up for the people. So it shows that his core is in the right place. And I think that's what we have to focus on. But as a leader, that comes with great responsibility. You know, there's no such thing as a perfect man. If you think of all the great men in history, the one thing that we all had in common is, you know, mishaps. We don't always do the correct things or things the right way. But there's a common good and the common core that people look at and say, okay, you're doing good works. You're doing right because it edifies God. People are an extension of God. You are, so therefore you are serving the people. I'm right on with Tom Cruise. Of course, it could have been said differently, but once again, I focus on the core and substance of things. But yes, you are in charge of a collective, so therefore certain things come with that. You got to put your boss foot down sometimes.
I absolutely love it.
Let me say this one thing. You know, I'm not trying to he was doing, you know, 100%, you know, because as a leader in that moment, we have to understand we're always human. We're always going to make mistakes. You know, I can see the frustration. I can hear the frustration in his voice when he was speaking. Like, he was like, hey, I need you to get this. You know, there are so many people at stake. This industry is at stake, you know. So I understand that completely. I'm right on board with Niles on this one. I agree with it. How he came across, you can't really judge that in a sense, because I can see all of that bottled up. And it's like, all right, this is the last straw. I'm trying to hold back. But I guess you guys are not understanding. Some people need a good, like, whack in the head just so they can understand.
Absolutely. I'll make it quick.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
One more thing. When you look at the situation, he was serving the people. Once again, he was serving the good of the people. And that's what we have to look at. And that's how, you know, what we have to respect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I liken what Mr. Cruise did to actually operating and the four principles or the four keys to success. And the result being to dominate. He is managing. He is ruling. He is leading. Does he have the spirit of leadership, or does he have the leadership spirit? I believe that because he operates in that area of his gifting, and he's quite, you know, really successful in that area, what he did was spot on. And you're going to notice about real leaders, leaders get angry, guys. They're angry people. They're angry. They'll find something, especially if they're operating the way God would have them to operate. Their time is so valuable. I don't have time. You know what I mean? I don't have time to be wasting. I truly 100% agree with him. I've had to, not on that scale, but had to act in that leadership with the spirit of leadership before in a couple of businesses, and I wasn't always liked. One thing about leaders, you're not going to always be liked. Who cares if you like me? As long as we have the same common goal, which is to operate in our purpose. And I believe that is what he's doing. 12 people out with COVID, and we've got the shutdown production. That's a lot of folk who are taking, for real. So yes, I 100% agree with the gentleman. Absolutely.
You know, back to the whole like me thing. Whoever said I got the like me, speaking of August Wilson himself, Ma Rainey Black Bottom, shout out to my friend Dusan Brown, who's starring as Sylvester, co-leading with the late Chadwick Boseman, Valdez. It's also directed by Denzel Washington. It's going to be debuting December 18th, this Friday, so you guys got to check it out. Look, if you guys have not read any of August Wilson's work or even watched any of them, two of the movies, actually, Fences and this one coming out, Ma Rainey, check it out. It's super incredible, incredible cast, and you guys are going to love it. Passing on to you.
Yeah, of course. Man, that was a great segue, KJ. How you
doing? No, like me. Whoever
man, says, Wilson. Wow, dude, that was a great segue. But man, I'm excited for that project. As I've mentioned before, Chadwick was and still is one of my favorites. Definitely dearly missed, but I'm glad that he left this with us, because I think this is going to be another gem, and it's just going to solidify his presence in this world and presence to the people. You said it comes out this Friday?
This Friday on
there
Netflix.
If you don't got it, there we go.
You know? I don't know. Go get it.
For sure. Right. I love how Denzel Washington is tapping into August Wilson. And it's interesting how prevalent and relevant a lot of those themes that August Wilson had in his plays. He wrote this years ago, and it relates to like things that are going on now. You see like the dynamics of families and things that we have struggled with since the beginning of time. So like, I feel like his work is so rich, and we learn so much as a people, not just Black people, but just people in general, you know, through watching his work. And I love that, you know, Denzel Washington is bringing that to the forefront, you know, for generations to see. So then we can see, okay, maybe we need to heal this part, you know, in our family. Maybe we need to take a look at this trauma and generational traumas and so on, because it's real. It shows in these Black Bottom and Fences and things that are to come.
I'm excited for that project.
I just want to be Gem of the Ocean, because I know that has a lot to talk about. But then,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm excited. And that's Friday on Netflix. So if it's streaming, then there's no particular time, right? It's just whenever on demand you get on Netflix and watch it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. Good. Wonderful. Which reminds me, please don't forget to join me on Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk to Tanji. It's an intimate 5 minutes. I'm just reminding you how great you are. If you're not busy, get purposefully busy. And oftentimes we'll have a guest or two on there who says, you know what? It's time for me to be great. How can I be great? I don't know everything, but what I do know is what not to do in business. So with that being said, listen, I believe that our life experiences are really for other people. We want them to be about us so badly, but it's really to encourage, inspire, and motivate someone else to not do what we've done, which is take our eyes off of our focus. And then, of course, on my YouTube channel, Dr. Tanji Show, it's all things past shows. And on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Najuma, or affectionately known on Instagram as Reverend Juju, will be talking how she got here, some of her losses. One of her biggest loss was her losing her son, and he was just getting into purpose. And on the show, she described some of those heartfelt moments. So please join us, if you will, Mondays Talk to Tanji, Facebook Live, and YouTube channel with Dr. Najuma, Reverend Juju, on Friday.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Now we're ready.
Yes. You know what? We need to be inclusive. So, KJ, I think you were about to mention another movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, another movie. Yes, Wonder Woman 1984.
Exactly. Like I said, inclusive.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean anything.
Women make the world go round, okay?
Yes,
we
do.
We got to represent for men and women, okay?
Thank you.
If you guys think of a movie to watch during the Christmas time, Wonder Woman, the production of Wonder Woman, WB, just announced Wonder Woman is going to be streaming during the holiday season. It seems like we're going into that trend for the next 6 to 8 months. Hopefully, I mean, at least 6 to 8 months because of the COVID-19. But other than that, let's sit on our couch and watch The Wonder of Woman in 1984.
Yay!
Exactly. There we go. And instead of sitting on our couch and eating chips, eat some carrot sticks. Okay.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Health is wealth. Okay. Don't be a couch potato. But one more thing that we must talk about, because we spent a lot of this year inside, and you know we're dealing with all kinds of emotions and things that we haven't experienced before. So a lot of this is still being processed to us. You know, a lot of folks are dealing with depression,
yes,
anxiety, you know, suicide, because, you know, when you don't have that contact with the outside world and you're stuck, you know, between walls by yourself with you, your thoughts and everything that's brewing inside of you, sometimes it's difficult to release those things and find healthy coping, you know, ways to cope with those things. And you know, I just encourage folks to talk to those folks around you, be expressive, find, you know, hobbies. If you have a hobby, do it more. Work on loving yourself more, getting in touch with yourself and who you are. Reach out to family members, mend relationships. You know, keep yourself busy and productive, because I find that I live by myself and I've been dealing with that, you know, to an extent recently too. I'm like, man, like, I try to stay productive and like, I'm always like, you know, working to create something or trying to, you know, exercise my mind, body, spirit, you know, and other things. But sometimes I get to the point where I'm like, man, like, I need to be around someone. Like, I am kind of starting to go crazy. Like, I'm a little bored. You know, so it's like, what do you do at that point? So I just want everyone, we want, it's not just about me, but we want everyone just to reach out to one another, show love to one another, you know, and check in with people, man. Check in with people. Like, if you're going through it, somebody else is probably going through it too. So as long as we have that open communication, we can reach, teach, and touch hearts.
Yeah. I love that. And please, by all means, I'm sorry. Go ahead, KJ.
I was gonna read everybody a number if they you or anyone you know is considering suicide or self harm or is anxious, depressed, upset, and needs to talk. There are people who want to help. You can either text crisis, CRISIS, to 741741, which is 741741, for free confidential crisis counseling. You can dial the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255, or the Trevor Project, 1-866 488-7386. Just putting
that out there.
Absolutely.
Yep. And we are here to serve you, the people, so you can call into the show too. We're here to talk to you. And whatever it is you need, you know, reach out to us.
Thank you for that, man. I'm serious. You see, now that you see why no man is an island, these two right here make it all worthwhile. I used to think that talking with a professional about my woes or some things that I was going, that was going on with my life, was my not exercising my faith or me not believing in God. Guys, I don't want to bash religion, but from where I'm from, that was a taboo. But please, please know that God does leave the knowledge of all things psychological, all things that you need to discuss with people, in the hands of licensed, trained people, certified people that can definitely help you. And like Niall said, should you ever want to discuss something of that nature, please feel free, with no judgment, 323-203-0815. Call into the show. You're a part of our family, and we want to be there for you. All right.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So next week, oh, man, it's crazy. I didn't realize that Christmas is next Friday.
No.
You're what? I thought I had 2 more weeks.
No, man. Today is what, the 15th, 16th? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. I looked at the calendar and I'm like, what? This year is almost over, people.
Oh my God.
Let's end it with a bang. And COVID is still up there. So here's what I've been doing for the holidays. I am the only one here in Los Angeles, and my family is all around. So what we do is we cook and we eat, and then we Zoom as we're eating. So there are different ways to, you know, communicate and join your family. You don't have to be beside them. It's not the same, but it helps. So let's get ready to enjoy the holidays. I love Christmas, of course, for what it stands for, even though sometimes, you know, the commercialism and all that and whatever else, consumerism. But we're not going to deal with that. We're going to deal with the core Christmas, which is supposed to be, and it's the birth of Christ, the birth of Jesus. So therefore, we got to be thankful. We got to love one another, and we just have to be out there just spreading love and joy, okay?
It's
2020, and let's end it with a bang, okay? And make sure that, you know, you just have good food, good times, and just love on everybody around you.
Now, you hear this man, right? And with that being said, please, guys, if you don't remember anything else about principles or laws or what have you, just 4 things that I really want to kind of get out there as a gift from me to you. when God talks about Genesis 1:28, let us create man in our image and after our likeness and let them do something. And that was in the book of Genesis 1:28, 1:26. You cannot do 1:26 without knowing who you are. These principles only work with a relationship with him. Now, some will say, but there are other successful people in business. Look at Amazon, look at Microsoft. I'm not judging here, but I only know what I know. When you are connected to your source, your creator, your Abba, your father, you're able to do exactly what he left us to do, which was be fruitful or produce something, bring something to market, bring an idea to market, your book, your business, multiply, reproduce that product that you brought, replenish, distribute if you've got a book coming to market and you say you got 3,000 copies, that's great, guys, but that's just a start. When you are distributing, think global. Don't just think the United States of America. That leads us into subduing. You've got to control the market. When you are controlling the market, when you're replenishing, when you're multiplying, when you're being fruitful, you're going to be in a place called dominating. Dominating merely means you have a systematic way of getting your gifts out so that you can serve people with your gifts. That is, see, God only gives us, and I learned this the hard way, he gives us what we can manage, not what we can ask for. Because I had some really lofty dreams. Let's just say you ask me for a $2 million house and you make $60,000. Well, I'm not telling you not to dream, but what I'm saying is he's already given you everything needful for you to do what he's already done. Your future is God's past. Your future is God's past. So I'm forever in his presence saying, Daddy, will you tell me some of those secret things about me so that I can produce, so that I can replicate what it is that I'm supposed to do in the marketplace? I liken that story with what happened to Mr. Bill Gates back in the day. You remember he brought a product to market. Then he started to multiply the product. And then he started to dominate, right? Or to subdue. Then he says, with this wild idea, what if I can get this operating system called Microsoft Word into every computer ever manufactured? Boy, was he tested, because now he went into another system. There are seven systems in the world. God so loved the world system that he gave his only begotten son. Not so much as God so loved the Christians. That's another story. You got to join me on the Zoom link. I'll talk about all things kingdom. I'm merely saying, when you disrupt a system, be ready. Be ready for what comes with that. You're going into another man's territory and saying, listen, not only can I do it better than what you're doing, but I can distribute it to the world and the world will know my name and say that I am an expert in that field. That's what to dominate means. Remember, everything you do is for him. Remember, the mindset that you have is the mindset of Christ, not the mindset of Tanji, not the mindset of KJ or Niles. It's Christ's mindset. He came back to give us what we had given away, or our forefathers gave away, which was our dominionship, our rulership, our ability to manage. God's a businessman. Get into the same business that God is in, and you'll never work another day in your life, because to work means to become what you were supposed to be in the earth. How about that? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And I want to add one thing. I want to challenge everyone out there before this year is up. Write down three things that you learned this year and that you're grateful for. Write down. Did you guys hear me?
Yeah,
that was good.
Okay, sorry. I got a little call. But write down three things that you're grateful for and that you learned this year. Because some good things, if you made it through this year, something good happened. So write down three things before the year is up, so you can walk into the next year grateful, knowing that 2020, a lot of stuff happened, but you're walking in grateful because you get another chance to do it.
Absolutely. And remember, guys, you're not by yourself. You've got three bodies. You've got three souls. You've got three spirits that operate in kingdom principles with the kingdom in us so that we can live on the, from the inside out to walk you through this thing called life. That's our show.
Amen.
We love you so much to the moon and the stars. Thank you for hanging out with us for a few minutes. So many great things are about to happen. We're going to keep you abreast on them. And until then, bye. Thank you, KJ. Thank you, Niles. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Sam and Ronan, thank you guys so very much. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to be grateful and be thankful for everything. All right. Bye. Okay.
You're listening to the Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.